And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Ansley Litchfield, head football coach Kurt Kulhonik. Well, Coach, listen, I know from a record standpoint, not maybe where the team wants to be up to this point. So I guess my question would be, how is the mentality of the team? I know that we're dealing with high school kids, and I know that they want to keep getting better. Have you been pleased with the mentality of the team as you come into practice this week?
Yeah, that's something I was very concerned about going into the Shelton game. You know, because the team can get down when you're not winning, and we're young. We start four sophomores, a junior and a senior. So we stumbled against Medicine Valley. We should have beat them. We were better than them, and we just made too many mistakes. So going into Shelton, I was a little worried because they're big and physical, and we were down 30-6 at halftime and came back and made it. You know, I told them at halftime, we're just going to have to go compete. Please don't, you know, you can't quit on yourself. And the final score was 36-25. So we dominated the second half, and it gave the kids a lot of confidence. So, you know, and they were fired up after the game, you know, because they came out and proved that they weren't just going to give up on the season. So going into this Friday, we're rolling right now. So we just want to go have some fun and play good physical football Friday night.
Kurt, I know that it's always about improving week after week. So when you look back to the start of the season to where you are now, where are the biggest areas of growth you think that your team has shown from the beginning of the year?
It's night and day on defense. Offense was never really a problem. We executed pretty well. I mean, we still need to work on some blocking issues, but that's about every team, I think. But as far as defense, we switched things up a little bit. You know, we run a little man, run a little zone, and the kids are just really starting to get it now, and they got confidence in that. You know, the big deal, like you said, high school kids, that mentality is a huge deal. So, like I said, that Shelton game gave them kids confidence. So, defensive-wise, we've really came around.
Kurt, to kind of build on that a little bit, I know in the six-man game, defense, you have a lot of situations where it's kind of one-on-one open field tackling. So from that aspect of it, have you been pleased with the way the tackling has developed through the course of the year?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, we went into zone defense isn't easy to play in six-man football. Everybody's got to have their own area of the field and stuff. But against Shelton, we did that the second half. And it worked, and they understood it. But, yeah, you're right. You know, sometimes six-man football, it's like playing man-to-man in basketball, you know. So we've just kind of all been doing our assignments. So that's where we're getting better.
You talked about some of the youth that you have on the team, Kurt, and I know that sometimes in the game of football it's just understanding things, recognizing situations, and then being able to react to those situations. Have you been pleased with the growth that you've seen from your kids, whether it be stepping into a position for the first time or moving to a new position maybe?
Yeah, there's a ton of growth. You know, we had to play three freshmen last year and still had a pretty good season. So those freshmen that played last year, obviously, you know, they've really stepped it up. We still have some improving to do. But, I mean, the one kid that stands out to me, offense and defense, is Owen Brott. I mean, you know, the last two, you know, he ran for 170 yards against a good Shelton team the other night. Just tough kid. And then on defense, just tackling, you know. And he's just a sophomore. So he has really stepped it up. And then Owen Hawkins and Cooper Fletcher are the other two sophomores that are playing. So all three of those kids are a really big deal for us. And then obviously, you know, Owen Cunningham's a great leader at senior. So that's where we're at right now. So we just want to go get a win Friday and then just build on that and finish the season out competitive.
Got to ask you about special teams, Coach. Sometimes we in the media, we always ask you about offense and defense, but we forget about that other aspect of the game. Have you been pleased with that aspect up to this point?
You know, so far so good. The one thing I do not like about six-man is, you know, there's not a lot of punt returns and all that good stuff because, you know, it's just a wide-open game. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I don't like about six-man is, you know, if you don't have a kid that can kick it in the end zone, it's just on-site. Everybody's just squibbing it all night long, so you have to work on it so much to have a hands team in there and be ready. Or, you know, I've seen teams on-site kick and get it 3-4 times in a row, so that's a big deal in six, man.
Final question, Coach. Just talk a little bit about your opponent, Santee, on Friday, and what will be the keys for the Spartans this week?
They're big. I mean, they're really big, and they're big and physical. But I think we'll be able to run the ball on them. And if we just do what we need to do on defense, that'll be the biggest key. I think, you know, if we do assignment football, we should be able to hold them pretty good. So we're looking forward to, you know, playing good defense and running the football on them.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right. Thank you.
Coach Kurt Kolhanek joining us on our pregame show.